be detrimental to your safety to continue this march, and I'm saying that this is an unlawful assembly.
This is how the world remembers March 7th, 1965 in the town of Selma. Voting rights marchers on the Edmund Pettus Bridge met by state police troopers and a sheriff's posse armed with clubs and tear gas. News footage of the attack poured out of black and white television sets and into living rooms nationwide. The event became known as Bloody Sunday.
It may have, you know, started out as something so negative, but it depends on how you look at it.
I met Sonja Houston at the St. James Hotel right next to the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma.
Because the strength of the people made it more so a beautiful thing.
She grew up here and wants to associate some positive memories with the iconic bridge and its place in civil rights history.
A year and a half or 2 years ago, I thought it would be so beautiful if I can have my wedding ceremony someday. I wasn't engaged yet, but have my ceremony out here. It's just beautiful.
If Houston gets her way, her wedding photos will include the Edmund Pettus Bridge as the backdrop.
Because it has so much character, history. It's the main focal point of Selma when you think of Selma, or any outsiders think of Selma.
But I did hear on the radio that this amphitheater is supposed to be done in a couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
like any bride-to-be, Houston has enlisted help in getting everything organized for the big day.
When Sonja called me and said that she wanted to get married down there, I was so excited because we love a good challenge.
Rebecca Nichols is the couple's wedding planner. She and her husband help plan and organize weddings all over the state. But she says using the Edmund Pettus Bridge is a first.
And it's different, and nobody's ever done it before. So it's exciting. You know, it's exciting for Selma because if we can get some kind of policy in place for this, Selma could really become a destination wedding place.
Thank you for calling St. James Hotel. This is Jenny.
We make our way from the St. James Hotel around the block to the city walk where Houston hopes her wedding can be held.
But this is where she's talking about having the ceremony. So if you come, you know, about right here, I mean, you can see the bridge that way. So actually, they would be getting married here, so the congregation would be facing this way.
The city walk runs alongside the Alabama River and provides a clear view of the Edmund Pettus Bridge.
And see, up there is where I was saying that's the back of St. James Hotel. And so that's where I was saying when I first really got a really good view of the bridge, and I knew this is it.
Couples who get married in Selma typically flock to neighborhood parks or stately plantation homes for the big day. Nichols says Houston's goal of using the Edmund Pettus Bridge carries more complications than where to put the flowers in the van.
The city's concern is they have no way for us to actually reserve it because you can't block it off or keep people from coming down here. And I think their concern is because it is a public area and there's a walking trail right by the river that they'll be public, you know, coming in and out, which I don't think that we're that much opposed to it. They'd get to see a beautiful ceremony.
And Houston's big day isn't the only thing on the minds of city leaders in Selma. The town is going into high gear for this weekend's commemoration of the 50th anniversary of Bloody Sunday. This is where we find James Benderson. He's the director of city planning and development. His office also handles special events for the city. Benderson says the application process is actually pretty easy.
It's kind of simple. Just fill out the paperwork and we look at it and make sure that we can accommodate you and make sure that we want to know when, where, how many people, if you need police presence, if you needed chairs, tables, and those type things. And depending on the amount of staffing it takes, determining what the fee and cost is.
He says he isn't shocked somebody wants to be married there. He says what does surprise him, though, is the lack of people asking.
Believe it or not, a lot of people who live here in Selma, a lot of times they don't even recognize the amenities that they have in their backyard. They don't even know that, oh man, that's a beautiful place. I can have a wedding or a family reunion or something like that.
Houston says while the Edmund Pettus Bridge conjures images of brutality and struggle, it also represents the beginning of something good and what she believes ultimately is beautiful.
The people who made it such a beautiful thing are people that I'm related to. They're people that they're the people I come from, or they're the people that we have attachments to and bonds to, and why I was able to grow up in Selma and go to integrated schools and walk the whole city, it seems like, with no problem.
And Sonja hopes to add to this beauty by beginning her married life in the shadow of one of the most infamous sites of the civil rights movement. I'm Stan Ingold, APR News in Selma.